Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: is your small business a serial reorg company? And five things to keep in mind if there's another government shutdown. We'll have those stories after this. FMLA, FLSA, ACA, EEOC. It's harder than ever for businesses to keep up with today's evolving alphabet soup of regulations. What's a company to do? Kronos. With Kronos, you can minimize compliance risk and track HR policies, making sure they're applied consistently and fairly. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/compliance. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. If you like your job and your work team, don't get too comfortable. Your employer may be planning a reorganization. Corporate reorgs are picking up steam, and they're not just for cutting costs anymore. How do you handle these as a manager or staffer? Here's Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger. Sue, what's up here?
Corporate reorganizations are accelerating, and companies are using them not only to cut costs, as they used to do in the past, but to adapt to change, launch new products, just keep pace with all the changes that are going on. And this is really causing chaos for employees, especially if their employer is doing these reorgs frequently.
Yeah. So why the accelerations? Is it because of technology?
I think the pace of change is so fast that corporate leaders are seeing a need to just keep abreast of change. If you don't have enough people to do, you know, what's needed to adapt to the market, you reorganize or just scale up to grow fast. There's all kinds of reasons. Most of them these days are positive.
You know, I think a company in your story you referenced is doing a reorg every 18 months or so, which can lead to reorganization fatigue. Like, explain that scenario.
It's true. An employee I spoke with at a company that did reorgs every 18 months or so said that it was just constant turmoil. This can really lead employees to feel, first of all, that they're never settled, yeah. And second, they're not so optimistic about the future because they don't know if they're going to have the same job, the same work team, or even the same role in the future. It can be very discouraging, and this is something people really have to actively guard against by planning ahead.
You toss in the poor communication that you reference sometimes from upper management, say, on why the reorg is being done or what they hope to accomplish. And, boy, I can't imagine that's a fun environment.
It's not. And the top management means well. Sometimes they might withhold details in hopes of not making people nervous, or they might sugarcoat their plans or be way too optimistic, and this just breeds cynicism. And so for all the good reasons, many managers speak about these reorgs in the wrong way and make matters worse. It's much better to just be very straightforward and specific about what you're going to do.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger. Her piece is called How to Navigate Yet Another Office Shakeup. All right, so if you're an employee, what should you do here?
Really requires a change in mindset. The people I spoke to who did well during these reorgs really had to work at it. First, they had to try very hard not to get sucked into all the gossip and griping among coworkers that accompanies these reorgs. Second, they kind of had to adapt to the idea that I might need to change jobs. And so you brush up your resume, your LinkedIn profile, make sure your network is vital and active. And also, even volunteer to help with the reorg so that you are visible and you might be the first to learn about new opportunities that open up. Seeing potential positives that can come out of these reorgs is really important.
Thanks, Sue. Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. For 35 days, the U.S. government was shut down recently. Many small businesses were hurt badly. That's a chance, by the way. There is a chance, rather, that pain may return. What can small businesses do to recover from this shutdown and prepare for the next one? Rhonda Abrams in USA Today has some tips. Number one, diversify your customer base. She says the federal government generally may be a great customer, but it shouldn't be your only customer. Number two, create a reserve fund. Small businesses run on small profit margins, but if you can create a rainy day cushion, you'll sleep better at night. Number three, establish and maintain extra credit. Try to build your credit capacity with banks and credit cards. Number four, develop excellent relations with your vendors. In another shutdown, you may have to turn to vendors and ask for a little more time paying bills. And finally, she says, remember your pain at election time and vote. Many lawmakers didn't stand by you. Don't stand by them. Rhonda Abrams in USA Today. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.